8RRD Mobile, monitoring 7-4.
K88UTF, listening.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening via the Petoskey repeater.
KF8 DNF Mobile.
KF8 DYS Mobile, Old Mission Peninsula, rolling down south.
Good morning, Mr. Ryan. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Hey Jim, how you doing? I just got done eating some grapes. I was kicking back under the shade tree. How are you today?
Hey, I figure on the Old Mission Peninsula they should be harvesting most of the wine grapes about now. But hey, enjoy.
Yeah, they're getting ready to fire up and get to her. They got some of them done, but not. They haven't really fired up yet. That actually, some of them are still ripening. But they don't mind if I cut a couple branches off. And boy, are they sweet and juicy, man. You gotta have some water though, because you gotta rinse your hands off. They're a mess.
I guess the only question is, are they red ones or green ones?
Well, the ones I had were, well, they're like black, purple, dark purple or whatever. But I think that makes red wine, right?
That sounds like it makes sense. I don't know. We're over here seeing all the apple tree being harvested. Seeing the big vats of apples being created by in semi-flats.
Yeah, it's that time. Yeah, they're loading flatbeds up. I delivered to an orchard the other day, and I got my bag of apples for the pies. I'm gonna make a couple pies here. Maybe this weekend. I was waiting for it to cool down. So, yeah, I love this time of year. Apples, and I can have a t-shirt on, and I'm not sweating, but I just delivered some wine, so now I'm heading to go pick up some soda pop from Williamsburg.
Can I get you to give me a quick review of how the boat show was? I thought you went up to the boat show.
No, I went to the truck show. They had semi-trucks up there.
Oh, okay. Well, toys for big boys. Trucks versus boats. Okay. Semi-trucks. Okay. I knew you'd mention something, and they were going to do some drone displays.
Yeah. They did. Saturday evening, right at dark, they had some drones. I'd imagine a couple hundred. I don't know how many, but they had pictures and they had some writing up in the sky with the drones. That was pretty cool. That's pretty neat. I mean, I'm sure it's all computer controlled, but still pretty cool. And you could hear, they were flying right over us. You could hear the drones. It was quite loud. It sounded like a big swarm of honeybees flying over. But yeah, the truck show, about the same as it always is. We just go up there to get away, and it's nice up there, you know, nice and cool. So, just to get away from normal life, I guess, just have a little mini vacation. But yeah, pretty neat. There was probably 20 trucks more than last year.
Hey, that sounds like fun. Okay, great. You know, talking about writing up in the air, writing, they have an aviation school down in Traverse City, and I track some of their planes on the ADS-B tracking system. And it was kind of funny. They had one where they traced out a track in the sky of Happy Birthday Ryan, or whoever his name was.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I do. I see those planes flying every day just about whenever they're doing it. But I see the little Cessnas taking off one right after another. I actually know a guy that used to instruct there. He's a partial owner to a factory that I go to in Cadillac, so... Interesting.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm expecting a big brown UPS delivery truck, and I got to go and check to see where he is and when it's going to arrive. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, 73s.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and riding along with me. All right, be careful. We'll be out here floating around somewhere. KADYS Mobile. KADYS. KCA QVX, KADYS, are you standing by?
KCA QVX, listen.
Yeah, you're coming in. How are you?
Okay.
We got you, Mark. KCQVXKQS.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on?
I'm just waiting for my half an hour break to get over. I'm heading to Williamsburg here in a minute.
What's in Williamsburg?
Northwood Soda. Picking up some soda pop.
Oh, okay. Alright, so you're driving a pop truck today?
I got some barley pop and some car parts and some sugary pop, some cane sugar pop.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to be cleaned up. Chad called me. Him and Teresa are on their way up. Said something about cutting wood. Cutting wood, he says, it's 70 degrees, it's too hot to be cutting wood. And I'm thinking, okay, just come up here and drink then. That's all he'll want to do is come up here and drink.
Well, I'm not cutting any wood either.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have any choice, because Scotty down the road told me he wanted them logs out of there by the end of September. And that ship is about failed. If I don't cut any this weekend, it'll be next weekend, because I'm coming back up next Thursday. That's about as soon as I'm going to get to it, because I got 4 days I got to cut wood downstate, too, and fill my wood shed up down there.
Do you got to get all of it? Can I get a load of it?
All this stuff over here is Scotty's?
Yeah.
$25 a face cord. Come and get it.
I might do it. I might get a load. Because I burned some inside, too. And I was looking at that when I went by last weekend. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, those oak pieces have been laying out there for at least 3 years. I know those oak logs, and there's nothing wrong. Nowadays, about $65 split and delivered to your house. Now, this stuff is easy peasy cutting. It's right down the road, so yeah, I'll give them $25 a face cord for it. I don't care.
Right, yeah. No doubt. Well, I think my break is over. They said to wait. I'm going to text them here. No, I'm not. I got a couple more. Oh, no, I'm good. All right, I got to text them and see if there's any more stops in Travers before I leave out of here, because I don't want to have to go all the way. It's a half an hour over to Williamsburg. I don't want to have to come all the way back. I've done that all week long, drive back and forth. But, oh, my goodness, it's It's a headache, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it probably is.
So right now you're on, I'm on the 147.260, I think. Yeah. 147.260 and Travers, that's Drake's repeater, I guess. I think it's on the hospital. So that's what I'm talking about. I think it's it's linked to the Northern Michigan link. So that's what you're on, I think, I guess, if you're on All-Star. So pretty neat. Works good. I think this repeater covers all the way to Williamsburg, so probably farther than that. I'm just sitting here right in town. I'm right by the airport.
Okay. Now, did that announcement that just come up, that weather announcement, the time announcement, did that go over the All-Star node?
No, I never heard anything. Whatever you heard, I didn't hear it.
It stays local to the repeaters. It's not, that does not propagate through All-Star Link and ADMH Mobile.
Yeah, I didn't catch all that. Run that by me again. KC8QVX.
The weather announcements are supposed to stay local to the repeater. It does not go over the link.
Okay, okay. So then it did not come over the link. Okay, well that's good then, right?
Yep, that's what you want it to do. You want your all your announcements on your repeater to stay local to the repeater.
Okay, well I guess it did then. That's all good. Who we got out there?
Yeah, you got Drake over here, N8DMH Mobile.
8DMH Mobile. All right, Drake, very good. Well, I'm still new to all this All-Star stuff. I don't know how all this stuff works. I know we got it on our local repeater down here. And if it comes across the link, I guess it does where you don't want it to, but I don't understand how all this stuff works. I'm an analog guy. RF analog guy all the way. I got two repeaters right here locally. One of them's coordinated, one of them's not, and they just work.
Yeah, usually anything, if you use All-Star to generate the announcements, it is not supposed to go over the, it will not go over the network. If your controller, if you have an external controller doing it, and then you have All-Star interfacing externally that way, it might. It really depends on how your controller or how your interfacing is set up. It's a whole can of worms sometimes.
Yeah, we're not going over the repeater right now. He's just on a simplex node. We have not gotten a link set up on our sites. And we might not. We don't really need to, really. I mean, but anyway, yep. I know how it all works.
Oh, there you go. All right, guys, I'm just about to pull into my driveway here for lunch. Any DMH Mobile?
Yep. KDYS, we're motoring on to Northwood Soda.
Let me see if I got it. Okay. All right, Ryan, I get this now because I went and changed the remote base on my UHF repeater to the 145 frequency. So I'm not on the repeater in Harrison right now. Yes, I'm not on the repeater in Harrison. I'm going right to my node radio there in the pole barn, the 145. So, yep, I get it now. I get all that. KC8QVX.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the only, pretty much the only other one. There's very few people on the repeater down there, so no one else to talk to. I just figured you could get on here and I could chat with you when I'm driving around sometimes. It gets pretty lonely out here. I call out, nobody comes back. Actually, Jim came back today. I did talk to ACADG for a minute, so that was cool. I like hearing him. He's up at by Northport, so. Yeah, yep. We're taking the back, sneaking through the back way over here to get to...
down the air.
31. Right now, going by the airport. I don't see the Coast Guard out yet, but the Cessnas are out flying the little Cessna instructor planes are ripping around.
I don't Yeah, he said he was not going to the Ham Fest in Gaylord tomorrow. But he did say something about putting up a wiring antenna for HF and a dual band for VHF, UHF. And I said, you need any help, bud, just give me a holler. Because I'm retired, I'm in Leota, I'm not that far from you. Just give me a call and I'll come down and help you. So, there you go.
Yeah, I heard all that. He said he was on the west side of Bud Lake, too. That was wrong.
I know. He's on the northeast side of Bud Lake, isn't he?
Yeah. But anyway, I told him I'd help him. I just don't have any time. And I don't know what he's got going on over there, so. It's a quagmire mess over there. The houses are packed in on top of each other on Bud Lake.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. Well, I asked him, I said, so you're right there next to the state park. And he said he was right across the lake from the state park. I said, okay, then that makes you on the east side of the lake, not the west side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he said he's having some issues with his leg or something. What were you saying before that? I think you keyed up with me or something before that. You said he's wanting to put up HF and VHF, is that what you said?
That is correct. He told me this morning he wants to put a wire antenna up for HF, which would probably be an inverted V, so much as I can help you with that. And he's got a dual band, either a diamond or comet or something, VHF, UHF antenna, vertical that he wants to put up. I said, just give me a holler, bud. I'll come over and help you with it. No problem. I said, Gary, I don't do anything most all day. What I do here is I do projects, but nothing, there's absolutely nothing that can't interrupt me. I can get interrupted, and I can go help him out, no problem. So there you go. And I said, Foul Mouth and Motor Mouth should be here about 1 o'clock.
Who's that, Chad?
Who else would I be talking about when I say Motor Mouth and Foul Mouth? Yeah, it'd be Ken Teeson. They're on their way.
Well, cool. It'll give me somebody to talk to. You were saying it was pretty lonely and quiet over there, which I don't mind. Anytime everybody leaves my house, I just sit there in silence. I'm like, oh, man, because it's like once a month, if that.
Yep, I know it. I don't mind the peace and quiet either. I love it, actually, but he's nice to have company once in a while, you know, but I don't know what we're going to do today. He's bringing his brother's Jeep up here. He's going to drop his brother's Jeep off, and then he's got to load his Jeep up on the trailer and take it back downstate. He's got to replace, he's got to replace the brake lines, the rubber brake lines on it. He thinks they're collapsing and they're not releasing his brakes properly, so he's going to take it back downstate and replace all the rubber lines that go to his brakes.
The hose is, it's all that mud he went through. It's got all the slider pins froze up, probably.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, he runs the thing out in the mud. He gets up on these trails. He's nuts, but whatever. That's on him, not me. I don't care what he does to that Jeep.
Yeah, I know. Having fun, but yeah, you gotta tear it apart and clean it out when you get in the mud. They mud bogged my road. Well, I already told you about it. My road was, oh man, it was awful. I hope it dries out today, packs down. They dumped clay on it. Well, when we got that rain, it poured. You were saying, oh, it's raining here? Well, we must have got an inch of rain in 10 minutes because it just turned my road into a mud pit. It looked like a swamp.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. Yeah, it rained hard here yesterday for a few minutes. It just came down. It just poured rain. I was running out the end of the driveway to go shoot that stupid, what was it? You know what I'm talking about. He went running across my driveway. So I went out and shot him .22 rifle. got him taken care of because I don't want my dog, porcupine. I don't want my dog getting tied up in no porcupine, so I shot that sucker. He's done for now. But, yeah, and it was pouring rain when I was out there with my rifle. It was coming down. I was wrenched by the time I got back up through the cabin. I mean, you know how long my driveway is, out to the road. Had to walk up the road about 30, 40 feet, and I seen him in the woods there, so I shot him. By this time, it was just coming down. I mean, I got my butt drenched.
KDYS. Yeah. I remember. The neighbor dog got in the one, well, actually, she had four dogs. Neighbor girl had four German Shepherds, and they were terrorizing this porcupine a couple years ago, and they filled the... They were just full, their mouths. Yeah, you don't want your dog getting into one of those. Luckily, Moby, he might go and poke at it, but he doesn't like to hurt other animals. He doesn't really care about other animals. He's a real nice dog. He would befriend a porcupine before he would try to harm it, so... He's never been into one, but my other dog that I used to have, she did. But only one time. She learned after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't take them long to learn. I get messing around with a porcupine. That's the second one I shot. I shot one here, I think the first or second year I owned this place, I shot one. It was out back on the state land, up in a tree. I emptied a 10-20... shot yesterday was about mediocre size, I guess.
Roger, roger. Well, good. Hopefully nobody's dog goes and tries to eat it. I never did hear anything back about any of those tower sites. So, they're on the bridge up here. They're getting ready to tear the pedestrian bridge down over at the state park here in Travers. They're up on it looking at it.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm out here in the woods right now looking for that porcupine I shot yesterday. I know about where he went down. Let's see if he's out here. Ooh, I got mail. I just got mail. That's probably that cable from, that's probably that cable for that repeater.
You sent me the tracking number. It said estimation was Monday.
Okay, well, I'll go look check my mailbox here in just a second. I'm still looking for that porcupine. Here somewhere, as I hit him, he's got to be dead.
You probably missed him.
He wasn't only about 40 feet out here in this wooded area, this lot right next to me. Yeah, but no, I didn't miss him. Alrighty, I guess I'll walk down here to the mailbox and see what I got.
I might have an early day today. I hope so. I don't know where Kyle's at. I told him to get on here, but I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yep. Okie dokie. Yeah, I got a DirecTV thing here. I don't know. It says statement closes for my DirecTV. Didn't get that package. It's coming though. It'll be here. KCA-QVX.
Well, I don't see any other way to get any information besides going directly to the meeting, either you or I or both of us, which I don't know when I'm ever going to have time to go, because it's probably close to a half an hour from my house, and I don't get home till 6 o'clock, usually. 7, sometimes 8, so we want on a tower site, any chance of getting any information, we gotta go and, you know, talk to them face to face.
Well, really what you need to do is you just need to find out who the township supervisor is and give them a call and set up a meeting with them on a Saturday or something. And go spend 30 minutes with them and talk to them about it. That's about all you can do, Ryan.
Well, I texted them in the morning, and, you know, told them what I wanted, or what I, you know, requesting information about it, and they said, okay, we're going to have a meeting tonight, I'll mention it. That's it. That's all it was said. So, yeah, I would figure if they wanted to talk to me, they would call me, but call me back. Nobody calls me.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, when I get all done with this weekend and I go downstate and I cut wood for 4 days and I'll get back up here Thursday morning, I'll try and get a hold of that tower climber in wherever he's out of, Midland or Bay City or whatever, and talk to him on the phone and see what he can do for us there at the water tower, and I'll get something going on that. Because October's headed here, so there you go. What's going by here now? Somebody's getting a septic tank pumped. Yuck. KCAQX.
All right. Well, I'd rather see it, an antenna go up on the Arnold Lake Tower. So. Yeah, that'd be a lot nicer.
Yeah, so would I. Because I'll tell you what, if we get a sight over on that Arnold Lake Tower, I'll tell you right now, that's going to make somebody really, really, really upset.
Well, if it's really controlled by the township, then we shouldn't have any issue. So it might cost a little bit, but I doubt they're going to care. It's got internet on it. So, there you go. But that's what I would rather see, because the repeater that we, it's already working, so that's good enough, you know, nobody even uses it anyway, so. The GMRS is going to get used, I guarantee you that. GMRS will get used more. KBYS.
Yeah, I probably would too, because you don't have to have a license. I mean, you got to have a license, you got to send in and get a license, but you don't have to study and take a test and all that, so. Yeah,
it'll probably
get used quite a little
bit. KCAQBX. Well, I just took the wrong road. I gotta go now on a different road. Oh well.
Bing bang!
Uh-oh.
It sounds like we woke up the crazies.
Woke up the crazies. What are you talking about?
Somebody just came on there and yelled something. I don't know. Sound like a little kid?
I did not hear anything on this end. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it looks like it was Joe's repeater. It might have been one of his kids.
Oh. All right. There you go. Yeah, I gotta take a little bit of a detour here. I'm on autopilot heading to a different place, so. Oh well. Only be a mile out of my way.
ADATP.
Go ahead, you got KADYS.
Hi there. Wow, I'm surprised I'm making it. I am in Lewiston. With an antenna on a 25-foot flagpole on my property surrounded with 60 to 80-foot trees, and I am getting into the Petoskey repeater. It looks like 145.19. How am I sounding?
You're finding a little tiny bit of hiss. You're coming in great. Yeah, that's awesome. Heck yeah. You got Ryan here. We're coming up to Yuba, north of Traverse City.
Okay, very good. I wonder if you guys know anything about the 146.7 mile repeater that I was told was taken down by the ice storm.
Yeah, it's not going to be back for a while. Any gimmick.
Okay, I was also curious if you knew what actually happened to it and when, because the local guys here in Lewiston told me that they... So I was told it went down, it was taken down by the ice storm by a ham, probably on the network. A different repeater, but then there's a guy, I met a guy here in Lewiston that runs a GMRS repeater, and he told me that he and others used that repeater throughout the entirety of the ice storm, and it was a godsend to them. So he was actually surprised to hear, he quit using it after the ice storm, I guess. So he was surprised to hear that it was down at all. So I'm just curious if it was like a delay, like probably still happening today, are like trees still falling from the ice storm? Was it something maybe that happened long after the ice storm? Just curious if anybody knew.
From what I know, it's got to move because there was a bit of a disagreement between the repeater owner and the site owner.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, very good. Thanks, guys. This is 88DP. I just wanted to see if I was making it. I'm out here working on my, I'm actually putting up some towers here. I've got the local wireless company coming in about an hour. Barger Creek Wireless, putting up a 60-foot tower and a 160-foot tower. But the 60-foot tower foundation is done, and they're going to come in an hour or two and overlook. They're gonna raise this one for me. Not today, but they're just going to look at everything. So I'm getting ready to host them for an hour or two. So I'll catch you guys later. This is 88DP. I'll be clear on both of your finals.
I'm going to get back to my lunch here. Any EMH, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, you have a good one. Have fun with those towers. We'll be listening for you.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, have a great day. We'll catch you in a bit. KADYS Mobile.
Exchange repeaters, Ryan. You're not making it.
Not making it anymore?
You're pretty doggone noisy. If you got a repeater up there that's linked into this stuff, change over.
Yeah, good luck with that. That 2-6 has receive issues, and that's the only one that's nearby that's linked in.
And I can switch it over to the 8-6 here when I get stopped or whatever. But I'm up on a hill now. I'm on a back road. It's really, really super rough. We're over in the hills here. So. We'll be in standby. I'll be in a little bit. I'm going to fix this soda pop up. KADYS Mobile.
Bing bang.
Yes, mobile, hold mission. W8RMN testing. W8RMN mobile, testing and test.
KE8FJW monitoring.
KDA portable testing. Station doing the testing, sounding loud and clear. W. Derriman.
Yeah, KDA 80J.
Very good. I'm over here at Mill Creek Campground on portable as well. But you're coming in loud and clear for sure. W. Derriman.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the report back. KDA 80J.
And it you ain't stuck.
KDHMT, W8RRM, looking. KDHMT, W8RRM, how about it, Tom? You off here?